listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The passage today is Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 to 14. Paul says this: "More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death. If somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus." It's a beautiful passage, and there's a lot here for us to look at. I want to focus especially on suffering. Paul talks about knowing Christ and the power of resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in death. To know Christ, we have to be willing to engage the suffering that he went through on our behalf. It's daunting to see that our own disobedience and sin brought about the suffering for Christ. But it's hopeful to know that, like Christ, our suffering is not meaningless. That God, who is over all and in all and sovereign, is able to work through suffering. And in fact, he can work in suffering in a way that he's not able to work anywhere else. For what is suffering to us? It's what we want to avoid. We're all wired to get away from suffering. Anxiety is the struggle that we have when we see that there might be discomfort or difficulty coming and we want to avoid it. Fear is to avoid pain. We insulate ourselves and make ourselves comfortable, and that's a very human thing. But Paul talks about here a transformation. His old way of life, all his former pursuits, they were rubbish compared to knowing Christ. And to know Christ, we need to know his suffering. We need to appreciate the suffering that Christ went through and be motivated enough in love ourselves to be willing to engage suffering, to give the lie to that deep instinct that says I want to avoid suffering, and say, no, I'm not going to avoid all suffering, but because one was willing to suffer for me and has brought me into a glimpse of something beyond what I could imagine, the prize that we ought to press on to, I can be willing to go through suffering, to see that God is in this too, and God is in this in a special way, that conversion more deeply can happen in our suffering, that Christ's death led the way to redemption and salvation. That's the key of suffering. That's a golden thread that takes us through. Christ was obedient through suffering. We can bear up, not in our own strength, but in the strength of Christ himself. So let us, brothers and sisters, press on toward the goal for the prize of a heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. To experience suffering, to say that's not the end of the story. The love of Christ and union with him forever, that's the end of the story, which makes sense out of suffering, which gives meaning to our own sacrifice and the sacrifice of others, to be closer to Christ. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.